We're going to have the physicist David Borton. He's back again with another segment of Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics. This week, he and WOOC correspondent Megan Marone finish a discussion on the high cost of fossil fuel.
The bigger man uses less fossil fuels. All right. What about you? Are you big enough to not use fossil fuels?
I am a human who wants to be big enough to have a solar boat, the specificity of the term passive solar home. If you are in an apartment on 6th Ave, we're broadcasting from the Sanctuary for Independent Media on 6th Avenue. Where do you suggest people start thinking about these things? Say you're just paying rent to your landlord, you're paying your National Grid bill. Where do you go? Passive solar sounds nice. Do you talk to people about getting more institutions to be solar? Do you talk to your landlord?
Whether your landlord pays for it or that you pay for it, you're going to be more comfortable if you do something about your windows and doors and make it so you don't have those drafts.
Sure. There's some saran wrap on my windows right now.
Okay. It helps, right?
That's a petroleum-based plastic that's sealing in the draft.
Okay. But the amount of petroleum there is probably a couple of ounces. And a couple of ounces of gasoline won't even get you a mile. So it's negligible amount of plastic, and it saves relatively large amounts of fossil fuels.
It's similar to the question of electric cars. The whole idea of getting an electric car or even a hybrid, you know, sometimes those decisions come down to pure economics of survival. So any thoughts on that? We're running out of the amount of burnable fossil fuels that a lot of people are speculatively basing their investments on. So do you think that the companies that are controlling our decisions are going to be shifting towards these energy efficient choices more and more?
Yeah, they're going to have to. And a lot of car companies are already shifting toward electric cars for just that reason. Mm-hmm. They see that as the future that's coming. If it's coming, and you talk about people that have to live just the way they can, electric cars are going to be cheaper than the fossil fuel cars. So that's coming.
I was watching this video on Google. They're talking about the self-driving electric cars that they're creating right now. Rather than changing infrastructure, we're changing cars.
If you were living in the 1950s, how would you go down the street in an electric streetcar?
There were electric streetcars in Troy in the 50s? Where, San Francisco?
No, lots of places.
Really?
Yeah. Back then, there were electric streetcars that you could take from here to Boston.
Oh, really?
If you went this line and then that line and then the other line, it wasn't, you know, one superliner train track, but you could do that. The car companies and the oil companies and the rubber tire companies got together and bought up these electric trolleys so that people would have to buy cars.
Don't forget about those greedy gnomes at Goodyear.
Well, all I'm saying is...
It's not just Ford and Cadillac.
All I'm saying, Shell and BP.
It's the tire people, too.
That this was a political thing, this was an economic thing that was forced on the country back in the 1950s.
From what I understand, too, we've always had fuel cell technology, right?
Fuel cells are a whole other subject.
Yeah. Isn't that true? Even at the turn of the century, there was fuel cell technology. They could have gone down that road as opposed to gas cars. But anyway, is that true?
No. There were electric cars, but they weren't fuel cell powered. They were mostly secondary battery cells, some primary battery cells. We could talk about batteries another time.
All right. Any final words, David?
Yeah. You haven't mentioned population. The more people we have, the more fossil fuels we're trying to burn. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that will help get to a lower amount of carbon dioxide is going to be less people on the planet.
That's an issue that hits home very personally for a lot of people.
Certainly.
I mean, what are your implications with that? You know, we've got population booms around the world right now.
I'm saying that's part of the problem that people don't talk about.
Another part of cultural decisions, too, in terms of what it means to have a quote-unquote normal life would be to not only have that idea of upward mobility, but what you do with your adult life. A whole nother discussion, though. So any other final words? So you want us to just consider population?
Well, I basically talk about physics, but you talked about climate change, and climate change is in part driven by population increase.
Thank you so much for being here. This has been a special climate edition of Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics. Thanks, David.
Oh, thanks, Megan. It's always fun to chat.